Your announcement, the department's announcement the other day that military trainers are being returned to Yemen. What is the prospect of even deeper U.S. military involvement in Yemen in coming months, whether it be air power or ground forces?
With regards to the Yemen question, as I've said time and time again, that we will go after al-Qaeda wherever they are and wherever they try to hide. One of the places that they clearly are located is Yemen. We've obviously, the United States, both military and intelligence communities have gone after al-Qaeda, and we continue to go after al-Qaeda. The recent threat that concerned all Americans about the possibility of another effort to take down an American airliner has come out of Yemen, and it's for that reason that we will continue to take all of the steps necessary to try to go after those who would threaten our country and threaten the safety of American people. We have operations there. The Yemenis have actually been very cooperative in the operations that we have conducted there, and we will continue to work with them to go after the enemies that threaten the United States.
Would you rule out using ground forces in Yemen at some point?
There's no consideration of that. Our operations now are directed with the Yemenis going after al-Qaeda.
If I could contribute to that part of the question, or that question as well. We've had a decades-long relationship, security cooperation relationship with Yemen. We suspended it during the period of their civil unrest. And as President Hadi began to restore constitutional order to the situation, we're reappearing in terms of our building partner capacity. But it is very much as the Secretary described, is trying to build their capacity, not use our own. To your question about the issue at the joint